Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Good evening and welcome to the All Media Artists Features. I am so excited. Every time I hear that intro, man, if I'm tired or whatever, that would just wake me up and get me all excited. But I am excited about this evening. Wednesdays happens to be my favorite night to be on the radio with all of you, playing a variety of tracks from some very diverse artists from the All Media Artists website. If you do not know about that particular website as an artist or as a fan of the arts, I really suggest that you head over there and head over there while you're listening to the show. It is www.all-media-artists.com. So anyway, let's get this evening started. The second half, we are going to have a special feature with Patrick Yandell, and I am so excited about having the time and opportunity to speak with him. But before that, let me play some tracks from other artists that you can find over at All Media Artists. Let's start out with something from Brian Jett, and how about Hang Tough?
Thank you.
All right. We started out this evening with Hang Tough by Brian Jett. Let me jump over into another track of another artist from the All Media Artists website. And this is going to be, let's see, Summer Night, even though it's not summer. I know everybody's going to be wishing that. And Teresa, if it's in the 70s down there in California, we don't want to hear about it because we got rain up here in Seattle, Washington. But anyway, I am going to play Summer Nights by Kat Orlando, who's going to be our featured guest next Wednesday on the All Media Artists Features.
Kat Orlando of All Media Artists, and I'm so happy to say that you're listening to All Media Artists Showcase on Flavor News Radio.
right. How's everybody doing? What do you think so far of the artists that you're hearing on the All Media Artists feature show? You know, it could be tonight. It could be any of the weeks in the past. I think they're amazing. I think that you can definitely tell that these are artists that put in the work and really, really are working towards or have already accomplished, like taking things to the next level, especially when it comes into putting together quality sounds and products. So let's just jump into another track. Unless there's anybody that wants to call in, you can be an all-media artist, or you can be a fan, or you can have questions or whatever. The call number is 347-857-1189. So please, go ahead and feel free to call in. And when we have our special guests on the second hour with Patrick, you know, if you have questions or comments you'd like to make, you know, you are welcome to call in during that time also. But I am going to jump into a track. Let's see, who should I play? I'm going to play a song by David Wheeler, and this is Let It Go.
Let it go, leave it all behind.
That was Let It Go by David Wheeler. Now let's jump into a track by Aaron Todd, and this is Kissed by the Sun. I keep pulling these sun songs, huh? So, Trish, we don't want to hear about the 70s down in California. So, anyway, this is Kissed by the Sun by Aaron Todd. That was Kissed by the Sun by Aaron Todd. Now let's take you down to California and play a piece by Epiphany, which is called Eclipse.
This is our eclipse. Eternity is a very long forever, but I will wait even as each second apart splits me as 1,000 razor-like swords impale my heart. I can wait, my love, for the despair is only a momentary distraction, a mere fraction of what is to come. For when we lay, the deepness of you envelops me with such incredible intensity. It is what it is meant to be. Self-turidity all ablaze with the inescapable hunger for one another. Tasting, yes. Smelling, yes. Touching, yes. You go ahead and lie to me, I beg of you, because your body is full of honesty anyway. Even when you try to deny what is laid upon your precious feet, you have your tail, a dead giveaway that resides in the burrows of your inside, surfacing only when the moon is wide and incandescent. And my sun descends. It is what we know. It is our eclipse. We meet and dance, the lovers dance in trance with the knowledge of each other's every curve, of one another's body's sweetness on demand. Interlocking hands, moist lifelines intertwine and clasp, reading our destiny through our palms. Pressed upon one another's, our future is certain and uncertain at the same time. I see my reflection in your eyes. I am your angel, eternally watching over you, bringing you into light. And this thing we have liquefies all doubt and insecurities. So I sleep on a clean conscience of a pillow each and every night. It is pure and simple kismet. We uplift one another, feeding our soul, two halves making us whole, driven by the mercy of the great universe. She wouldn't dare tear us from one another, not now, not yet, not ever. I anxiously welcome your kisses, the ones that never touched my lips, for I know each night our eclipse is inevitable. Hugo once said that the clouds are the only birds that never sleep. I disagree, my dear celestial twin. We two never sleep, for we are filled with constant thoughts of one another, filled with the luster of the shining invisible. Carnality that seeps into my solar-filled days and your lunar-soaked nights. Yet, that is not all, see, for I belong to you, and you belong to me. And when you proclaimed it was official and tattooed your name on my heart, I was gone. If you never uttered another word, I would still be so satisfied. This is our story, the story of us. Let the pages turn as the wind carries us to our next chapter, and we'll go.
We were just listening to Eclipse by Miss Epiphany out of Berkeley, California. Now let's jump into a track by a young man out of Germany, and this is Steve Snyder with A Lifetime and Beyond.
Though we ever ups and downs, but somehow through it all, you keep me around, you catch me when I fall. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do to hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you, so love me with your sweetness through the night. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on, my light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling, girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do, so hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you, so love me with your sweetness through the night.
through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in a love that lasts forever, a love that lasts for long, a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long, for a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Through the pain, through the heartache, I still believe in our love, a love that lasts forever, a love that lasts for long, love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. A love that lasts forever, a love that lasts for long, a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Yeah.
All right, that was A Lifetime and Beyond by Stephen Snyder, coming to us all the way from Germany. Now, if you by chance missed last week, you shouldn't have, but if you did, let me just give you a little bit of a taste of what you missed. This is Stephen Ferguson with Smooth. All right, that was Smooth by Stephen Ferguson. Looks like Stephen is getting much love by his fellow artists over there on the AMA, and is very much deserved. So, yeah, I want to thank everybody that's tuned in tonight. We've got a great chat room going on there, Cindy and Irvin. Okay, I hope I'm getting some tracks from you. John D. Green, Kat, Michelle, Stephen and Therese, and to all the guests that are hanging out and to those that aren't even in the chat room, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This is going to be a great night. Looks like nobody wants to call in and hang out with me, and that's really okay because I can just keep on playing some more tracks from the artists from All Media Artists website. So let's jump into a track by Ralph Lofton Jr. If you missed him, he was 2 weeks back, and what an amazing man. So this is... how about if we play New Horizon by Ralph Lofton Jr.?
Thank you.
just listening to New Horizons by Ralph Lofton Jr. Now I want to jump into a piece by Ian Villafana, and this is Caribbean Lights. Caribbean Lights by Ian Villafana by way of Trinidad, I guess maybe actually by way of Louisiana, but and another amazing artist that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. Now let's play a track by Brian Christopher. What, he is one of the men or one of the founders and marketing directors for the All Media website. He's also an amazing artist, and this is his piece, No More Dames.
Thank you.
That was No More Games by Brian Christopher. Caller, I do see you on the line. If you don't mind, I'm going to play one more track, and I definitely will bring you in. And I want to play Lost in Darkness by John D. Green, Sr.
Yeah.
Lost in Darkness by John D. Green Sr. I am so sorry to the caller. I wanted to play that song, but maybe I should have taken your call. I apologize. So if you want to call back, I will definitely take your call right away. If there's anybody else that wants to call in the next 10 minutes before our featured guest, Patrick Yandel, comes on, please feel free. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I've been trying to play a variety of tracks just so that you can get a taste of the diversity that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. Again, you can go to www.all-media-artists.com and join. If you're an artist ready to take things to the next level, join that site. If you're an artist that's looking and wanting, you know, some help or maybe some mentorship, this is a good place. These artists got, you know, their stuff going on. I mean, they really have a polished sound to a very, very professional presence, and All Media Artists can help you with that. If you are a fan like myself, you are also welcome to join over there and get to know the artists, you know, because the artists really need us. The ones that love their sound and what they're doing, they need us to help spread the word. So I encourage more fans to come over there also and join me as I help try to spread the word for these particular artists. So we got like about 8 minutes left. Let me see if I can get maybe one or two more tracks played before our featured guest calls in. So I'm going to play a piece by Meg Cusin, and this is Heaven.
Thank you. don't want to do it again. Being so tough.
Houston with his piece called Heaven. The caller has called back, so let me click on them. All right, caller from the 985 area code, you're on the All Media Artist Features with Lady Flava.
Hello, good evening. This is Ian Villafana.
Oh, how are you, Ian?
I'm fine. I was trying to get on early. I was doing too many things, and I think I ended up listening to the wrong show.
You had called in, and I played a track, and I was like, oh, my goodness, he hung up. And so
yeah.
I'm so sorry for that.
I got called up this evening doing too many things. I was putting a link for your station on my website.
Uh-huh.
And doing that and also practicing, writing some music out for the cruise I'm supposed to be working on pretty soon. And
okay.
I'm multitasking failed today.
I understand. I've been running my own self. So that's all good. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to call in. Now, did you by chance hear that I played one of your pieces?
No, I missed it.
Sorry, I missed it.
Which one did you play?
I played Caribbean Lights.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm doing that on a cruise.
And everybody was really, really digging that, so...
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what, before our featured guest calls in, you know, why don't I just scroll down and play another one of your pieces?
Oh, okay. Right.
How about Epiphany?
Oh, that's my favorite, really.
That's a good one? Okay.
Yes,
then we are going to play Epiphany by Ian Villafana.
Thank you so much.
right. That was Epiphany by Ian Villafana, who is live on the phone with us right now. That is absolutely beautiful, Ian.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate what you're doing with your show for the independent artists. It's awesome. It really is. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it just feels like this is what I'm supposed to do, Ian. You know, there's so many wonderful artists out there such as yourself, you know, and the featured guests that we have coming on here in the next minute.
That
deserve to be heard, you know, and, you know, this is just one way. This is, you know, one way that I can help out. And I'm very blessed to have listeners from around the world, not only in my own hometown of Seattle, Washington, but as you know, across the United States and across the globe, and I'm very blessed. And so, you know, this gives me the opportunity to play your sound and many other sound, and I'm very proud and honored to be a part of the All Media Artists and to share their sounds with my listeners and with all of you. I mean, you're getting much love from your fellow artists from AMA, you know, in the chat room and stuff, and so it's my honor. And I'm going to talk about that a little further when I bring Patrick on the line, but I'm so glad that you called in. Now, do you want to stay on the line and greet Patrick?
I'll be listening to Patrick for some music, because that's an excellent guitar player you're going to feature pretty soon here, so that's going to be cool. So it's nice
to see you. Oh, thank you so much for calling in. And so I am going to bring in our featured guest now. And let me click on his line. All right, welcome to the All Media Artists on Flavor News Radio.
Thank you for having me tonight, Lady Flav.
Oh, I am so very excited, Patrick, to have you on the show. You know, every week it's a new artist that's kind of new to me, and I get to do that research and sit and listen to the music and even share it with my family here in my home. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have you, you know, on this show with me tonight, and to be able to find out a little bit about you, share that with my listening audience, and play some of your sounds. I mean, it sounds like, and from what I've read, you are a veteran at this. You've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, you're making me feel old, but thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't mean to make it sound that way, Patrick.
I have been, though. I've been doing it for quite a long time now, and still at it, and still loving what I do for a living, so I can't complain at all.
You must. So just, you know, let's back up a little bit and just find out, how did you get started, you know, in the music, you know, playing music or whatever? I know from some of the past guests, they started as children, you know, playing. And is that similar to what your story is?
Yeah, definitely. My dad was a musician in the Army band, and wherever we were stationed. And when we moved to Michigan, I grew up in Michigan, in a place called Bay City, Michigan, right next to Saginaw. And I took up the trumpet probably about second grade, but I started guitar right around fourth grade. And by my eighth and ninth grade, I started playing clubs. So I kind of gravitated towards guitar and stuck with it.
Okay.
So I played a lot of clubs around Michigan when I was in ninth and tenth grade.
Okay. Well, we've got some artists from the All Media Artists that are Michigan. You know, let's see, John D. Green's in Michigan. I believe Cat Orlando's in Michigan. So that's very cool. And I did see on one of your websites you're going to be in Bay City, Michigan in February.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So
February
19th
is the concert. Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys are near Bay City, Michigan, you need to come out and hear Patrick and introduce yourselves, meet him. So, man, there's all kinds of things that I want to ask you, but as an artist, Patrick, in the years that you've been playing, you've obviously seen many changes take place.
Yeah,
as
definitely.
An artist,
I mean,
and maybe you could just speak on, you know, what your feelings are, whether it be good, bad, or, you know, kind of neutral of what you've seen take place.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. You know, there was some great things that happened during, when I started out, it was called contemporary jazz, and wasn't really known as smooth jazz until, you know, when right around the mid 2000s, it seemed like that term really came in strong. And as far as some good things, you know, shows like yours that we're talking on right now, I mean, it's just great to have shows like this feature artists. I mean, I've been in the top of the charts here and there, but you know, there's artists that have always been featured in front of a lot of us. And now we've got shows like yours and shows that, you know, other avenues for artists that really like to stay independent and be kind of in control of everything. And it's, so that's one of the great things, you know, nowadays you can really promote yourself as a indie artist rather than having a, you know, depending on a label to do so many things for you.
So how do you feel about being an independent artist and promoting yourself?
There's good and bad there too. You know, at least I'm in control. Like I said, I've been on bigger labels, and right now I'm on an independent label called Intervision Records. And the nice thing about that is that they have in-house radio promotion and distribution. So, you know, my stuff's available through all the bookstores, like, you know, Barnes & Noble and all that kind of thing, and even Best Buy. You know, so that, like I said, there's good things about it, but then I've released quite a few CDs through my own label. So I'm on my 12th CD released.
Like I said,
I've seen some really good things with labels and also some great things happening for the independent artist.
Okay. It's funny, you know, when my daughter was kind of watching me do the research and listening to your music this afternoon, she's like, Mom, ask him a question for me. So I'm going to do that, you know. So you said you're going on your 12th album. She wanted to know, is it just as exciting like on, you know, 6, 7, now 12 as it was for number one in putting out an album?
It's exciting in different ways. Like my first album I ever completed, I was just so excited to see my music on a CD. You know what I mean? It was just the CD got done, the artwork was completed, and then just to look at it, I thought, oh my gosh, look at this. You know, I'm a pro. I didn't realize that was only, just, you know, just the first part of the work, a great big work detail that was needed to be done. Okay. But now, you know, I'm more excited now when I just completed my album for this year. And, you know, every time I get done, I, you know, just listening to it and having it pumping through the studio speakers, it's just, that's the excitement now. It's hearing something that I think, wow, that even to me, that sounds good, because I'm very picky about my music. But, you know, just hearing it and thinking, wow, you know, if that was another artist playing that song, I think I would really still like it. You know what I mean? It's just,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want to say, oh, that's mine. It's good, no matter what. I'm always critical of my stuff, and you know, so many songs. I probably write 20 songs for an album and pick the best, you know, 13 out of them, or 12 or 13.
Okay. And what does it look like for the process of you writing? Is it something you generally can do, like, pretty quickly, or is it, you know, months of just going over and over and over?
Well, my main probably thing that I do for as a musician is I produce music for different music libraries, and I've done that since the 90s, and that's kind of a thing that keeps me from touring too much, is that I've made a pretty good living at producing things for these libraries. So I'm writing every day or recording every day and in the studio every day. So that's a lot of those tunes that I do for libraries end up being album cuts, because I sit back and I have to listen to these things 1,000 times, and then I think, hey, that'd be a good album cut. I think people would enjoy this one. Then that's how that works for me.
Okay, so you just mentioned something that honestly went over my head, and just please, you know, be patient with me.
Sorry about that.
I'm kind of new to. No, that's okay, because it gives me the opportunity to ask you to explain. So when you say you're writing for libraries, what does that actually mean?
Well, music it's kind of become a big thing in the past 10 years, and it's always been around, but within the past 10 years, music libraries, there's a ton of them, and some are work out better than others. They supply music for, like, movies, movie trailers, commercials,
oh,
you know, background
okay.
music for like the Food Network, the Weather Channel,
the
stuff
Weather
like
Channel.
That. And, yeah.
Okay. So how did
yeah,
you
so,
get involved with being able to do that then?
Well, when I one of my first decent record deals was with a label called Brainchild Records back in the mid '90s. And they, a couple other artists were on there, were like Kilauea was on there. Russ Freeman of the Rippingtons was on there. And, excuse me. And that's what their main side business was providing music for the library.
Okay. Well, interesting. Interesting. I'm sure there would be some artists that would love to really know how to get their foot in the door and doing something like that. You know, but why don't I go ahead and jump into a track? There's so many questions that I could ask you, but I will go ahead and play. How about Slow Change by Patrick Gander?
Sure. Oh, you're going back a few years on me. Okay.
Okay. This
Thank
is Slow
you,
Change. You're welcome.
Complications.
there's no complication. No one will be standing in line. There's no chance of breaking, no reason to be left behind.
With our special guest this evening, Patrick Gandel, and that was his track. He said it was back in the day, and that was Slow Change. So how far back in the day was that piece, Patrick?
I think that was 2000, or might have been maybe a year later that I finished that one.
But you know, the beauty of music or any type of art, it's new to somebody. It doesn't matter when it was created. You know, when it comes to music or reading or looking at a painting or whatever. I mean, because that was new to me, you know, so I didn't know, that was creative, you know. So I loved it. It was funky, and I loved it. Now, the vocals on there is?
That's a guy, Kenny Yarbrough. He's actually a Hawaiian guy, lives here in San Diego, and he's done quite a lot of vocal work with different artists like Michael Paulo, the sax player, and he's just been around a long time. Great voice, does some great Stevie Wonder impersonations too.
Okay, yeah, beautiful voice. But no, I love that. So see, I wouldn't have known. And Therese sent me, oh my goodness, she said she couldn't even like send everything to me, and so it wasn't like. A mark as far as what album it came from or what year it came from. So I apologize on that. But I loved it. So, shoot, it was new to me.
Oh, great.
I wouldn't have known that it was like, 10 years ago. But, hey, I'm just Lady Flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
no problem. I wanted to talk to you about the song is what, I was like, okay, is this Bossa or is it Bossa? Who's the Bossa?
Oh, the Bossa, yes. The Bossa now.
Okay.
Who's Bossa? Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now that's off of your Samoa Soul album, correct?
Yes.
So what
that's
is
a Bossa
the... What does the word
it's
mean?
It's kind of a play on words. Bossa, the type of jazz tune, Bossa Nova.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Who's Bossa? Like, who's boss? But that tune, it's funny you picked that one. It was used in a movie, like we were talking about the, but it wasn't a music library, but it was used in a movie with John Cusack and Marissa Tomei called War Inc. a few years back. Yeah, and like I said, these libraries or sometimes these people that are assigned to go out and find music for these movies. This one actually, it was a different library that I had used a few years ago, and they supplied that song. The people that were putting together the movie were looking for a certain kind of song, and one of my songs was chosen to submit to them, and luckily they took it. So that's kind of how some of these libraries work.
Okay. How did that feel for you to have your music on the big screen?
I was really nice, you know, and it's just it was nice to go get the movie and see my name in the credits on the DVD
okay.
and everything. So we went out and got that. So that was kind of I've had my stuff in movies before, but never one, you know, that top rated with especially actors like John Cusack.
Actors.
And, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, since I'm talking about it, why don't we go ahead and play Who's
okay.
Bossa?
All right. Thanks.
Was another one of Patrick's track, Who's the Bossa? And he said that it was from one of the movies done by Cusack. And who else did you say? You said the movie's called The War?
War, Inc.
Is that correct?
War, Inc., I-N-C. Yeah, and Marissa Tomei's in there, and Hilary Duff, and Dan Aykroyd, and quite a few other big names are in there. So it was kind of nice.
I know that must be exciting to be able to hear your sound and see your name in the credits on a movie like that. So who else have you actually worked with in the industry? I mean, there's a slew of the list is so long, But it appears that you have just been all over the place and played, you know, with some amazing artists.
Yeah, I guess the two top names out of those list, Randy Brecker, I've worked with. In fact, one of my albums I recorded in New Jersey at Tony Bennett's studio, and Randy Brecker was there, and he did horn work for me. His wife, Otto Rovati, is a sax player. They played on my album, From the Ashes. And I had Will Lee, the bass player from the David Letterman show. He also played on there. The drummer from Spyro Gyra. You know, over the years, I've played festivals, and a lot of times you get a chance to play with some really big names, and it's been inspirational over the years. Jeff Lorber, I've been on stage with. A ton of names to name, but that's some of the people that I've played with. Yeah.
Sure. So, do you, Patrick, consider yourself one of the independent artists that has made it? Or do you consider yourself still striving to make it? I mean, where do you see who you are at this point in time?
At this point, I consider myself lucky because I'm making a living doing this. And I know some of the people that are out there touring are, you know, they're really still having a hard time making a living at this. And so I consider myself lucky that way. But I still feel like I've always been on that. In fact, a lot of reviewers have said it about me. They say I'm on the bubble, and you know, it's like I'm not there with Dave Koz and all these other guys that really start. We all started around the same time, so I can look at it two ways. You know, I'm not there with Koz and Kenny G and some of these other guys, but I've made a decent living out of this, and that was my main goal. I wanted to make a decent living, you know, doing music. So I try to look at it that way. So the glass is half full.
Okay. So then I hope it would be okay to ask this now that you had mentioned that. Do you think that there's like politics that's played when you put yourself up against artists like that? You know, it just kind of makes me wonder, you know, how and who gets pushed forward, because I don't think it necessarily means, you know, where their talent lies. You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean that you're not just as talented. No, it's not. It's definitely not that, because, like I said, I've played with a lot of these guys over the years, and it's just, you know, you hear some amazing artists sometimes, especially at the festival, and you think, now why isn't this person up there? And you know, it's even been written about me. How come this guy isn't a household name? One of the writers for Jazz Times wrote that about me one time. Why isn't Patrick a household name when, you know, this certain other people are? And it's really, you know, you can drive yourself crazy worrying about it, or you can just keep, you know, striving to put out good product and put out good music that people enjoy.
Definitely.
But like I say, there's a lot of politics in it.
Well, and that's, you know, when you were saying that, I mean, Kenny G's from here. You know, he went to school just like actually three blocks from where I live, you know, and stuff. But it's, there are a lot of people, I'll be honest with you, at least out here in Seattle, that aren't necessarily the biggest Kenny G fans. And stuff. And so it makes me kind of wonder, you know, when I, you know, I'm with you, like there are some artists such as yourself that, you know, especially with the opportunities that you have had in being able to play with some of these artists, I mean, it just shows how this is not an easy industry to be in. And it is a lot of hard work and determination and heartache that goes along with it. But clearly for you to have stayed in it is something that you have a love and a passion for, correct?
Correct. I you know, like I was telling you, I get up every morning and I go, and I have a studio at my house and I'm working in it every day, and I'm thankful to do it. There's not a moment that I think, well, I wish I was doing something else, you know. It's just, I've always loved music since I was a kid, and I still do to this day. And creating, there's nothing better.
Sure. I take my hat off if I have one on to you for that. Because, you know, I mean, you know, it's a job, but it's a job you love to do, you know. So how many people actually get to do that? And like you said, at least make a living from what it is that you're doing. I mean, it's not like you're out there making millions and billions or whatever, but you're able to live off of what you're creating, and that's the beauty of it. So I was excited to see this particular track in what Therese had sent me, so I'm going to play it just because, you know, this is for me, not for you, Patrick.
I appreciate it. Believe me.
I'm going to play Funkin' for Jamaica because it just made me smile when I heard it. So Funkin' for Jamaica by Patrick Gandel. Jamaica funk. Okay, Patrick, you saw the your fellow artists in the chat room was digging your version of that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that one is, you know, I play at a club in San Diego a lot. It's called Humphreys by the Bay, and it's just the Sunday night jazz. It's so fun because it's more of a dance R&B night, and everybody's just dancing to the jazz, and and they play great tunes on the breaks and everything. It's just a great place to be on Sunday nights. The station in San Diego out there, KIFM, hosts it, and it's just a good time.
Oh, okay, okay. So now that you brought up the radio station, I do want to ask you this, because I am so, like, devastated up here in Seattle, Washington. Last week, they closed down our only jazz station, KWJZ, Smooth Jazz.
Yeah, we all got the email on that one. Geez, you know, how many have gone down in the past year and a half, you know?
Well, what's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. It's more, it's always about money. But, you know, the weird thing to me when all this stuff started happening was that I thought most of the stations were making money for the advertisers. So I'm not sure, you know, we're all baffled, like, what happened all of a sudden? So,
yeah, because I had the radio station on. I got in the car to run some errands with my father, and I'm like, what is this coming out of the speakers? You know, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I'm looking at this number, and I'm like, okay, it's the right one. And, you know, and the DJ, the head DJ, she was just on Facebook, you know, chatting and stuff. She never put, you know, peeped it that the station was going to close, you know. And I had just gone to the jazz festival that they hosted at Chateau St. Michel, and just had an absolutely amazing time as a VIP there. But I'm like, what? That floored me, you know. So it's like, where are we going to hear, you know, the jazz here in just Seattle?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that means, like, people are going to – see, I'm so technically challenged, Patrick, but I don't know if it's, like, iPods going into the car or something, and you have to download your own favorite artist to listen to. I'm not sure, but it was, like, 19 years, you know? 19 years, KWJZ. You know, was here in Seattle, and it was just, man, I was so sad. So I think one of the things that I am going to do this year is at least one day out of the week do a show that just is all jazz, you know, and just, you know, play jazz, you know, some Flava News Radio. So so it is other stations around the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard her?
Yeah, a lot of them went down, a lot of big ones. San Diego's one of the few big ones to still be around, but, you know, Clear Channel, when they took over a lot of them, and, you know, I know a few people that worked for Clear Channel, and they were saying that some of the stations were, they looked at it like, well, there were so many covers being done by the smooth jazz artists, they started to think, well, why not play the original? Which really, you know, kind of hurt a lot of the artists. That's definitely not the whole story. Like I said, it just came down to I don't know what kind of numbers they were showing money wise, but I guess it wasn't, you know, beneficial to those stations to keep playing that music.
I'm struggling with this one because I'm 50 years old, you know, so I'm not necessarily always going to want to listen to, you know, rock or you know, hip hop. And I'm probably one of the biggest supporters of hip hop up here in Seattle, you know, but I'm not always going to want to listen to that. And, you know, I'll be honest, I love listening to jazz and just sitting back and just chilling with a good book. You know, and, you know, or if I'm in the car, you know, one of the things, you know, I talked about on the show, I believe, with Ralph Lofton is how, you know, music can turn your mood around, you know, and if you're driving through rush hour traffic or whatever, putting in some smooth jazz can just mellow you out, you know, and take that stressor away. Just like I was telling, you know, Stephen Ferguson last week, you know, I'd been having a hard time sleeping, and I had put on some of his music, and it just really mellowed me out to the point that I slept amazingly well that night. So I'm just kind of sad, you know, to see that is not available here in my own hometown to, you know, other locations around the United States. It makes absolutely no sense. And what's not making any sense right now is my music board just disappeared. So... Oh, my. Oh. On Sabbath. So that must mean you have to sing for us. No.
Oh. There go your ratings.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I can't get to my music board to play your music, but I can still talk to you.
Oh, that's fine.
That's just, oh my goodness. Let's see if I can get to it this way.
Okay.
Well, you might just have to plug in your guitar and play. No. I'm all for it. Shoot, I can get some of the singers to call, sing in, sing live on the air. So why not have a musician play live, huh? Okay. So So we talked about the radio stations and stuff. So Patrick, what do you think, could be done to better help support an artist such as yourself, in getting the word out about who you are and what you do?
There's so many great sites that feature artists, like the one, the All Media Artist site is there's a lot out there like that, and they're all doing some great stuff as far as having your music on there, being able to do some promotions through the site. And so I would advise, even Facebook, as huge as they are, to get on there and have a music site and just start promoting yourself. Even when I was on label, even though I'm on the label now, I still do a lot of promotion. I don't want to leave it up to that, to chance with the record label that they're going to do everything. I still take care of a lot of things. And I like it that way, to be honest.
Well, and I think it's good. It gives kind of a face, to your fans or the audience or, whoever it is that's paying attention to you. Because we can tell, when it's actually the artist that we're kind of going back and forth or that's posting versus, somebody that's just behind the screen, putting promotional stuff out there, and I think it's a good look. What social network do you think has been most beneficial for you as an artist?
So far, I've really used this. Like I said, I've just gotten on All Media Artists, and I'm just starting to use them. But one I've used for quite a few years now is called Reverb Nation, they've really did a really great job about having promotions on there, where you can really promote yourself for gigs, you can have a ton of your music on there. There's costs, that you incur when you start really building the site on there, but it was worth it.
It's worth it. Right. I have to agree with you, too. That's where I found a lot of artists just in my own hometown. To reach out to and play, because they have the capability of you being able to create a wonderful, EPK to, put in your bios and music and showing what gigs you've got going on or sending out a newsletter to keep your fans, updated and creating that street team. So, yeah, I have to agree with you that Reverb Nation is a wonderful tool. You know what? I got lucky and my music board is back up, so why don't I play another track? And how about playing Fade to Black?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you were listening to Fade to Black by Patrick Yandold, our featured guest tonight on the All Media Artist Features. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you on here, Patrick. I'm sorry for my music board glitch there for a minute, but, you know, I can run my mouth and talk and ask many questions. But, yeah, it's always a little frustrating when you have a little glitch here or there. But anyway, so your latest album is The Window, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that came out this past August?
Yep, and it's on Intervision Records, and it's distributed worldwide by those guys. It's been a nice relationship.
Okay, wonderful. So besides the fact that you can be found on All Media Artists, where can people find your sound or be able to purchase your CDs? Where can they find you on the internet?
Like we were talking about Reverb Nation on Facebook. My music's almost on every, it's for sale in almost every online store, iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby, it's all on there. And a lot of brick and mortar places, it's available for order. If it's not in like a Best Buy or Barnes & Noble or Borders Bookstore, you can order it through them if it's not on the shelf. So that's quite a few of them. And also I have a music site on Facebook where you can come in and check me out there. And then, like you said, on All Media Artists site, I'm on there now too.
Okay. So now you've got several shows lined up for this month and February, correct?
Yes. I'm at Humphrey's on the 16th for the Martin Luther King Jazz Festival there. Then my band comes back on January 30th, a Sunday, and I'll be playing there in San Diego. And then I go out to Palm Desert for the K-Jazz performance on February 5th. And then I go to Michigan, the State Theater in Bay City, Michigan, on February 19th. So a few things coming up.
Yeah, wonderful, exciting. So, listeners, if you are in any of those locations where Patrick is going to be performing, I would really highly suggest that you come out and just, have a great time hearing this particular artist and possibly others, and get out and support the independent artists. This is how they make their moves, and there are many artists that want to stay independent, don't necessarily want to go mainstream, but still they need your support, and word of mouth is a powerful tool. I hope that once the show is over, as I post it out on Facebook in different locations, that several of you will actually share them with your network. That's just one way of helping these artists get the word out about who they are and what they're doing and being able to have people listen to their sound. So, that's what Teresa and I have created and joined hands in trying to do through the All Media Artists and Flavor News Radio. And, Patrick Yandold is just one of the many talented artists that we are connected with and are very, very deserving, to be heard and respected and appreciated and, for you to tell others, about them if you're digging their sound. So we've only got about, 7 minutes left or so, but I want to play another track, and I want to play Mr. Fatburger just because I like the name.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
right. That was Mr. Fatburger by Patrick Gandel, our featured guest tonight on the All Media Artist Features. I have honestly enjoyed this with you. You know, I hope you had a good time.
Yes, I did, believe me. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, and if you've ever got, you know, new projects you've got going on or whatever, you know, get a hold of me. We can bring you on and do another All Media Artist feature, or, you know what, you can come on the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. I know you don't know all about that, but Leopard is my absolute favorite color. I deemed it a color, and at times I do a feature with artists too. That's, you know, that's called On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava. But, you know, please stay in touch if there's anything that I can do to help, you know, spread the word, or, you know, if you want to send me a message to let me know when you're going to be in Seattle, Washington, by chance, you know, where I am, and you know, we think that you should actually come up here. Radio One Productions is also in Seattle and was asking if you ever get up here to, like, Jazz Alley or to any of the festivals we have. So, you know, I'm putting it out to the universe also that I want to do an all-media artist weekend showcase here in Seattle, Washington. So you never know. I might be able to get all of you guys up here to Seattle, Washington. But, you know, again, Patrick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I look forward to continuing to play you and your sound on Flava News Radio, and I wish you much success and happiness in 2011.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Please keep in touch. Please keep in touch.
Oh, definitely. We'll keep in touch on All Media Artists for sure. And if you have any other tracks that you want played, you know, just get them to Therese or send them directly to me at radio@flavanews.com.
But again, thank you so much.
And thank you to everybody that came out to listen to the show live tonight. This was fun. This was a great experience. And I enjoy sharing, you know, the talents of so many artists with you, such as Patrick Gandel. And, you know, check him out. Go over to All Media Artists. You know, let him know, you know, what you thought of his sound or, you know, his time with us on the radio show tonight. And come back next Wednesday. We are going to have Cat Orlando on as our featured guest next Wednesday. And, you know, throughout the weekend, I'll still be playing the All Media Artists on my other shows. Good night. God bless and take care. Happy New Year's.